And yesterday, the Highlanders announced a Southlander, Clark Dermody, as the new head coach of their franchise for a three-year term. Clark Dermody takes over from Tony Brown, who finishes his two-year tenure, to dedicate his time to helping coach Japan ahead of the 2023 Rugby World Cup, alongside another former Highlanders head coach, and Jamie Joseph. Clark Dermody's been with the Highlanders since 2014, working his way through the organisation to now have the top job. He's with us now, thank him for his time this morning. Very busy man, Clark. I know you can't stay with us for long. Congratulations. Great news.
Yeah, no, thanks, buddy. Stoked to finally, to be announced and to be able to start getting into it.
I would imagine when you left Southland Boys High all those years ago, you had aspirations of propping for Southland and the Highlanders at some stage. What about coaching? Was that ever on the radar for you?
No, not really, to be fair. When I was first playing rugby, I sort of came back and coaching wasn't really on the radar. And then got approached by Dave Henderson to start with Southland, and then Brad Moore, eventually Jamie, and then as you sort of summed up at the start, it was pretty fair to sort of work out through the roots and now sitting at the top of the log.
What are the biggest challenges for you down there as you begin this new task, mate? Well, in terms of perhaps, can we first talk about player retention, player recruitment?
We're pretty settled as a squad. The guys we've had this year, we're not actually losing many, which I think is exciting. We've got a good group of young guys in there that a lot of them sort of first second year super players this year, and whilst we didn't get the results we were after, we were in a lot of these games, so all the years and all the experience into them, pretty confident they're going to do an awesome job, and still realising and have room to try and grab a bit more firepower to complement those young guys.
Okay, so what was lacking, you know, in those big moments, those ones that you had a real distinct possibility of winning? What do you think the key moments were, or the key factors were, and you're not getting across the line?
Not big things. I think one would be belief for those young guys. Now having been through and been in those moments, hopefully, I guess a bit more belief that they're actually good enough to compete and beat the Crusaders when we had that chance and beat the Hurricanes down here. We were close to the Blues, you know, it's games like that. With another year into them and being more confident, pretty confident that we can turn those results around.
You got two current All Blacks, both in the same position, basically, in Aaron Smith, Falau, Fokitava. What about the X-factor depth? Are you confident you've got X-factor down there?
X-factor is probably not something we really produce, to be fair, in the deeper south. So it is an area we feel like we're on the lookout for sure. What we know we have got is a group of boys that work really hard, and that's part of the DNA of the Highlanders. But I think you're right in that we've got an awesome group of young players coming through the under-20 ranks. Still not real X-factor players, so
to be looking. I guess, Clark, the other thing is the ability to build depth in all areas as well. I don't think we saw a much better indication of that than with the Crusaders this year. I think they were down to two 19 or 20-year-old locks at one point because they just lost so many people in that particular area. So is that part of your doctrine as well, to continue to build that depth and attract players down there of a young age as such?
Through our high performance program, Joe Wheeler was helping, but no longer, and Greg O'Brien, that's the start of that process. 3 years in, we're starting to get those guys coming through now, Solomon, Fabian Holland, Sean Withy, guys that played for us this year, and then obviously there's another group coming through in the next 2 or 3 years, so that will help grow our depth, but I think all teams are the same, mate. We've definitely felt the squeeze of different competitions going on, to the Japanese, even in the American competition, sort of pulling out that extra tier of players. So, depth was tested across pretty much all teams, I think.
You'd be pretty excited about the front row talent available to you. You know, bearing in mind you were one, of course, Clark, back in those days. And a lot of people saying that the front row that you've developed this year were as good as any, outplayed the Blues on a couple of occasions, etc. So that's not a bad starting point for you. You must be happy there.
Yeah, I would. You know, it starts up front. So it's definitely something we've put a lot of time into in the last 2 or 3 years and making sure we get that balance right. Obviously, we're losing Liam Coltman, but Andrew McAleo and Rhys Marshall did an awesome job for us this year. Carr still on board. Looking forward to getting Jeff Thwaites back, who has been away all year with injury, who's hugely talented tight head as well. And also after that, Paddy Parkinson back from injury, hopefully next year, who will add a bit of bulk in behind those guys, which, as we all know, the front row is one thing, but you need a bit of weight in behind it as well.
Outside your two halfbacks, of course, with that star quality, what about your pivots, your Marty Banks, your Mitch Hunt type position? What are you looking at in those areas?
Both still with us. I think we're first to acknowledge we didn't quite play well enough this year, and that put a lot of pressure on our teams. I know they pretty much the quarterback of the team, and everyone has their say on how they went, but and they'll say themselves, probably not at their best, but when the team's not playing well, it's hard to shine. It's I think you've seen two really, really good teams playing in the final on the weekend, and one wasn't able to operate because the rest of the team wasn't quite fronting. So our focus is playing well as a team, and we feel like we've got the right guys to be able to run us as well.
Clark, one of the other things, I guess, look, we're only not even a week out from, you know, the grand final of this year's competition, but I guess you've got to start looking at a lot of areas right from the get-go, including your assistants. Have you formalised the guys that are going to work underneath you as such?
Still in process, mate, to be fair. We just last week got through our reviews, it's an ongoing process. Hopefully in the next couple of weeks we'll know for sure who it is. Really excited with the people that are potentially available, so it's just a matter of, I guess, finding the right people for our team and working with myself. So, it's ongoing, and hopefully we'll be there in the next couple of weeks.
If I look back on Southland rugby, I look back at blokes who are sort of personified by the fact that they roll their sleeves up, get stuck in, and don't back away from a challenge as such. Is that the Clark Dermody type of theory that you've brought up with, or do you have to change your way of thinking in that regard?
No, very, very open-minded, mate. Obviously, that's been bred into me, so it's hard to turn away from that. But also, pretty good understanding of being here as long as I have. Even in the 8-9 years I've been at the Highlands, the actual makeup of the players has changed. The new generation coming through can't quite treat them the same as definitely we got treated, and even when I first started. So I guess the biggest thing is making sure we've got real strong relationships with our players. They care for the Highlanders and the region, and I think that shows them how you play, and I think that's what our public want to see, is a team that's committed and really care about what they're doing for the team and who they're representing. So if we get that right, and it translates hopefully into better winning footy, that's outside of all the tactical stuff as well.
24 hours into the job, I suppose we could say, Clark, if you had a whiteboard, what would your priorities be going through to, when do we actually assemble? They seem to be earlier and earlier every year. What are we looking like in November or December assembly time, and what are your priorities towards that?
Obviously, first off is to get the coaching team sorted now so we can start working on our last few spots, or probably 6 or 8 spots to fill through the NPC. Planning is the main one, is getting ready for, I think, pre-season starts in December. What that looks like, I'm not 100% sure through All Black rest or the New Zealand A if that goes ahead, but putting everything together for when we start December, we are all good.
The prospect of coaching a super competition side without the Australians, have you had time to think about that in the last 24, 48 hours? People have had varying opinions, but personally I'd like to see them stay. What about from a coaching point of view? Would you have thoughts on that?
Haven't given it too much thought. I think the last couple of years we've sort of had a taste of what that might look like. I know it's hard, like playing the same teams. If it was to be three rounds for us, is really hard. I think it's a hard watch for the fans as well. I think the competition showed this year was that the gap that was there last year, or perceived gap, is a bit shorter now and a bit closer, and those games are really tight. From a coaching perspective, I think it's great being able to prepare for different styles of game. Pretty much every Kiwi team plays the same game. Well, now we haven't got the South Africans involved. If we were to lose the Australians, I think it would be a big shame.
Well, Clark, it's been great having a chat. I know you've got other things to attend to. Thank you very much for your time this morning. Congratulations on the appointment, and look forward to seeing how the new era of Highlanders rugby goes under your jurisdiction, mate. All the very best. Thank you.
No, thank you very much.